Hello, welcome. This is the English 102 podcast. This is Christian.
This is Luis.
All right. Have you been paying attention in side class?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, I haven't.
All right, we've been talking about digital natives and digital immigrants and technology and how we're all messed up and how we're not and how it's making us better. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think actually technology is actually having a good effect in the new generation. I don't really think it's making us any dumber.
No?
No. Because, I mean, we're able to process information quicker, get access to information quicker, and we're able to do things that are older generations weren't able to do. Like,
I think we have more capacity to do things, but I think it's a slippery slope, though. No?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we have all this information, we could do whatever, but one of the arguments that in the digital divide, right? That's what it's called, digital divide. One of the arguments that they make is, like, you know, we start losing our memory. And then we have this, like, codependency on technology.
That's right. So you're saying technology is making us handicapped?
I think it could, yeah. I mean, it could also make us better. I mean, what do you think the future of technology, I mean, from where we are, where it's going to lead us to in the future?
I just think it depends on how people use of it. Like, you know, there's the people that just get totally, like, lost into it. Like, I mean, they live with technology. Now, that, I believe, is, like, I kind of think it's not right, because you won't get too far without technology. If you accustom your life with waking up and searching your answers every day.
Or, like, Google, apps and Facebook and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So what happens if there is no technology at one point?
Then we're left with ourselves. Isn't that creepy? I don't want to be alone. No, I think technology is going to lead us to the point where, because think about it, as the progression of technology has increased, it started out originally as only for the elites.
Correct.
And then it slowly became for medical use and storing information and calculating information. And then eventually it became a desktop for everybody.
Okay.
And now we have the internet, which is this huge, like, clusterfuck of information that anybody can just go in there and get what they want. And now we have it in our phones, in our hands. And soon, I mean, we're going to have wearable technology where it's the Google Glass. Then there's going to be the iWatch. And then I think at some point we're going to have, like, an implant in our arm or in our brain. And I think it's going to be to the point where we just have a question or a thought in our minds. And automatically we download the information from like an iCloud or something.
So I think the question should be, how should how should we use technology? Because, I mean, how do you think elites would use it? Like, do you think they would use it an everyday life, like, to get around every day, or would they use it for useful only to, like, exceed higher, like?
Well, I think the way humans should be using it is for to better themselves,
yes,
to make themselves better, to empower themselves, to make sure that they learn more or they get the most out of it for their maximum potential. I think we're in this gray area where we can do that, But at the same time, people are taking pictures of their lunches, of like them doing silly faces of their feet, taking pictures of themselves. So, I mean, we're in that area where, I mean, we could use this technology to better ourselves, to better society, and expose things that, like, the government lying to us,
Correct.
bullying, coming out to your friends if you're gay.
But somehow we get carried with the
And then
technology
we,
and then we
yeah.
go to a different.
And then we're like, oh my God, Trisha said something about, who cares what Trisha has to say about
Yeah.
anything? It's a creepy, it really makes you
Powerful
wonder.
tool. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you wonder where we're gonna be.
So,
So,
Chris,
Chris, what
what
do
do
you
you
think
think
about
about
our
our
lecture
lecture
talks?
talks?
Do
Do
you
you
think
think
it's
it's
possible
possible
of
of
making
making
English
English
more
more
interesting
interesting
and
and
fun?
fun?
I
I
guess
guess
so.
so.
We
We
could.
could.
But
But
it's
it's
gonna
gonna
be
be
really
really
difficult.
difficult.
Was
Was
it
it because
because it's
it's
an
an
English
English
class?
class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
mean
mean
the
the
whole
whole
concept
concept
of
of
like
like
critical
critical
thinking
thinking
class
class
and
and
essay
essay
class is
classes
to
to
brainstorm
brainstorm
on
on
your
your
own
own
and
put
put
your
your
thoughts
thoughts and
and
ideas
ideas
and
and
research
research
into
into
a
a
paper
paper
in
in
your
your
own
own
words.
words.
I don't think there's going to be an app or a program that can do that.
Can
Can
make
make
putting
putting
thoughts
thoughts
and
and
ideas
ideas down
and
and
information
information
down
down
in
in
a
a
paper
paper
fun?
fun? Not anytime soon. Maybe in the future, like I was telling you, like our thoughts can like retrieve information from the cloud. I think by then we would have a program that can process all of our thoughts and put them down into an essay format of some kind.
So, what are we trying to? So, are we trying to tell our professor there is no fun way as a now for English class? Like, English will always be not fun?
Maybe for like little kids, I could see like little games for them, like word munchers or like video games that will help them understand the English language. But at some point, you're gonna be stuck with your own thoughts, and you're gonna have to come up with what you want to say, and put it down in words. So I
Okay.
guess this is just my opinion. I don't think there
No,
is an
yeah, I
alternate
mean,
way.
English is English. So,
Well, neither one of us are English majors, so I
yeah.
mean, maybe an English major out there can figure something out, but.
So we should leave that to our professor.
Well, you don't think that sometimes, well,
Yeah.
going back to our digital native whatever, you don't think that sometimes we need to put full effort into what we're doing? Like, just, give up technology and do something fully? Like, put our efforts into it? And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, athletes.
Yeah.
Well, you were into boxing, right?
Yeah.
So, would you say that, man, I wish there was a game that made boxing way more fun?
No, like it's no, like I mean boxing is boxing, like you gotta go through it and
You gotta go
you
through
gotta
it.
go through it or else it's not boxing, it'll be something else and
But it's, I
you.
mean, same thing with fighting, like UFC fighting or Muay Thai or karate. I mean, there's gonna be times when you get your ass beat,
Yeah.
and but you gotta be out there and you have to go through the struggle. You have to force yourself out there, and I think making essays and figuring out what you really want to say is one of those things in life where you just have
Have to go
to.
through it.
Yeah, you just have to force yourself into it, no matter how many technological games are out there. I don't know if that
That's right.
makes.
Yeah, it does. I mean, English, you have to do it and process it to actually like be able to write a good paper, be able to fully write down your ideas that you're thinking. 'Cause I mean, if you go through different ways like apps or games that will help you write better, then you're always gonna like have that mentality of having an app helping you, which you never really fully learn how to do it on your own. And I think that's something.
And there's always going to be ways to express herself. You know, if that's the goal that he wants to put out there, this podcast is a way of our expressing ourselves. Art is a way of expressing ourselves. Music is finding your own niche in technology, in DJing, you know, in blogging. I mean, all of that.
Their forms of writing, like an essay, or
Well, I'm just saying, they're all forms of expressing yourself. But and th that's what's and I'm not saying is what sucks about his class. It's what sucks about the criteria is that we have to write an essay. That's the
and we've
state.
kind of like moved away from that now, no? Like, I mean, what's the whole purpose of an essay? What would you say? Is it to gather information, be able to explain your viewpoint, or what do you think? What's the purpose of an essay?
I guess the purpose of an essay is to do what other forms of expression mean to do is to put in words your ideas and thoughts about a subject or a thing in your own words, you know?
Yeah. So,
And well, I mean,
what about if we could do that in other ways instead of writing it down? And like right now, what we're doing, we're informing people. We're getting our exp we're expressing our ideas through these mics. So why would we have to always?
well, that's the point. Well, that's the ultimately that's what I wanted to get to is that
Should we move on? Maybe it's time to move on from an essay?
no, I
And
wouldn't say that essays are obsolete. I mean, eventually people need to be able to read. People need some, I mean, there are many poets and authors and philosophers that express themselves through essays and writing.
what
And
about music?
see, same thing with music, though. You know,
See?
so many musicians write, musicals. So many musicians write pieces of music for orchestras, churches. You know, there's different types of music and different sections that so many musicians go and just test themselves through. And writing's the same way. And I think what we're seeing now is that technology has its space too.
Correct.
So you have people, developers doing their own apps. There's developers that do hundreds of thousands of apps, all of them doing different things. You have DJs doing making different sounds, coming up with their new sounds, like Deadmau5, like and there's plenty of others. There's some crappy DJs, but I mean, yeah, there's some pretty good DJs out there still. But technology opens up a new like a world of expressing yourself.
Yeah.
And
Which
I know it's an English class and you have to write an essay, and that's what I mean, if you're gonna write an essay, that's what you have to do.
yeah.
You can't play around with it and say, "Oh, well, what can technology do for us in it?"
To make it more
Well,
fun,
it can't
it
really
can't.
do much, you know? Except
Because
it maybe give us ideas of what to write, but not necessarily
we
make it
might,
easier.
technology might just give us an option of getting access, I mean, access to information quicker, which we could use for our essay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will make us our essay, because an essay is pretty much itself. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an essay.
And that's
And I don't think
interesting.
you could make that fun.
Well, I think that this just depends.
Unless
That depends on
you're
the person writing the
someone.
essay, right? I
I
mean,
mean, it just depends, I guess. I mean, if that's what you're into, then that's what you're into, you know?
yeah.
Like, there's just people, like you said, they're into technology, they're into different things that revolve around, that don't revolve around an essay.
But I think it's getting to a point where English, at least for writing essays and research papers, it's getting to a point where it's just as equivalent as learning how to paint or learning how to play an instrument. I mean, it's essential to know and diversify your culture. Okay. And you should learn how to write an essay, and you should learn how to play music, and you should learn about art. But is it essential anymore? Going back to your original question. I mean, we're moving on to a new world where
there's different ways of expressing ourselves instead of just an essay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know how long that requirement's been for schools.
I don't know. All I know is that I've never been in an English class where it's fun to write an essay. And
I mean,
lecture itself has been fun because of discussions and stuff like that. But bottom point is, I don't think there is any possible way of making it fun to write an essay. Because it's like you said, boxing... It's boxing. You can't put technologies to like make boxing fun. I mean, you could add technologies to help yourself put your body through harder work, more technical.
It encourages you to push
workouts,
yourself.
Workouts, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, when I work out, I don't know how I would run, you know, at least 4 miles without my music attached to my arm, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I need to be listening to, like, Benny Benassi or something, you know? Like, to push me through that. Otherwise, I'm walking it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So... I don't know what you think.
What's really crazy is that how the school got hacked.
Oh, yeah, right? That's pretty...
Yeah.
That's
pretty. Talking about old standards that schools place on us, they need to upgrade their computer systems.
Yeah. I wonder who's hacking the computer. Do you think it's to college students or... I mean, what's the whole
point? I don't know.
What are you trying to get with that?
Well, if they're hacking into computers, they could
access... Build,
social security numbers, they can access personal grades, banking, financial information, grades. Yeah,
very important, college students.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, I think that's it's happening more often than we think, hacking.
Yeah, well, I mean, the more technology there is, new things come up, you know, like, let's say, I just lost my thought.
Well, I know, for instance, I know Coca-Cola got hacked into, and they're accusing the Chinese.
Why the Chinese?
I don't know, man. Everybody blames the Chinese. But the whole purpose of the hacking was to see if they can get the secret formula or whatever, which is really just a crap load of sugar. And diabetes is the formula, but same thing's happening with the
so
LA Times.
Back to the question we said earlier, do you think because of technology later on we're gonna be in a world where there's gonna be hackers everywhere? And
yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
life is gonna change completely. It's gonna get easier to
I think it's going to be the exact same crap, but just a different interface. I mean, right now, how many people... Remember in the early 90s, how many people were jacking Honda Civics?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Honda Civics were going and gone, like, every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen anymore because, well, people don't need cars like that.
That's right.
You know, how much can you get for a Honda Civic now?
Not much.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, the same thing's going to happen for computers. And right now, a lot of companies are getting hacked into. But you really need to... I think companies and governments, especially our own, do not invest enough in cyber security. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, maybe there's, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, government itself, like, they might have top security for their own stuff, maybe.
Well, you know what is changing? And I was listening to NPR about it, like, a month ago. Or maybe, I don't know. Former hackers from the 90s that still know how to do their thing, they're actually contracting themselves now out to companies and governments to kind of find holes into their security system.
Oh, okay.
So that they can fix that. So they're hiring hackers to hack into their systems so that they can fix it.
So they won't get hacked.
Yeah, exactly. But now the question is, oh shit, who's that?
Someone's calling you, dude.
I know. I must be important. So now the thing is that you need to constantly be upgrading and constantly be finding the best hackers, the best everything in order to be ahead of everybody else. And it's just going to be a continuing circle.
Yeah. I mean, like you said earlier about the Honda Civics, like now cars are making a better,
security
for the cars.
Well, I don't know if it's better, but definitely it's
better than the Honda Civics, no?
Yeah, at least from the 90s.
Yeah.
Dude, man, anybody could have just walked up to your car and just stolen it. Yeah, even with my car, like, I know I have, like, the alarm.
Yeah.
But I know that's not going to protect it.
That's right. That's true. I mean, well, if somebody really wants to steal your car,
they're going
to
do it.
They're going to do it.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what kind of security you have. So maybe that goes the same thing with the hackers. But you might think you might have a very effective security, but I mean, if somebody wants to hack into it,
somebody's gonna find a way to hack into it. Someone's gonna hack into it. And you know what?
I think this all has to do with technology. I mean, that's what it comes with. Like,
well, yeah, because it's always progressing off of itself.
Yeah,
and making itself better. There's always something new. Like the same thing with the iPhones and iPads. There's always a better screen, a better security system, a better, like, interface, a better this, a better way of doing something. And with that comes people that try to nitpick at it and try to figure it out. And some people that want to figure it out are, you know, they're just curious. And other people that want to try to figure it out, they're just trying to find a way to get info out of it.
Yeah. So, What do you think about technology making one lazy, making people lazy?
Do you think
it's actually happening, or do you think it's just because the person is actually lazy? And even if technology wasn't around, like TV and new gadgets, they wouldn't be affected by it, or it's just that technology is so consuming, like it takes your attention?
I think it's kind of both.
Yeah,
because I think it makes a lot of people lazy, and what I mean by that is that it makes them very distracted so that they're not doing something else. So, like, for instance,
you're saying that technology is very entertaining. In other words,
it's entertaining me. I've found better entertainments before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like right here, when I'm doing an essay, I should be doing the essay. But on another screen, I have Netflix on, or you know, I have
a social network, or
I don't play around with that stuff.
What do you think about social network?
I think it could be good, but it's not being used for good.
So you're saying people are like just wasting their time in social network?
I think some people are.
What do you think about Twitter and
Twitter
and Snapshot and all those pictures about food and look at the sun, what a beautiful sunshine.
I don't know why people take so many pictures of In-N-Out. I know, right? I don't understand that. It's like, I've never seen an In-N-Out burger. I've seen plenty of In-N-Out burgers. They're delicious. I eat them. I don't tell. I mean, I might tell people, hey, I'm at In-N-Out, But they're, why am I showing, why am I rubbing?
They know what In-N-Out is, right?
Everybody I'm texting about In-N-Out are usually from California or Las Vegas because they have an In-N-Out there. I'm not going to text somebody in New York In-N-Out and then send them a picture and they're like, well, that just looks like a regular burger to me. They don't know about In-N-Out. And even the people in California, they know about In-N-Out. They know what an In-N-Out burger looks like. They don't need a picture. They don't need it framed. They don't, you know? I don't get it.
So
I know
this what do you is a think, what
negative
do you
rant about pictures about food, but dude, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how people keep doing it. And, like, they don't see that it gets annoying. And what's the whole purpose of seeing a picture over and over?
But you know what? It's a fad. And that's what I've been noticing, actually, a lot. Because I've been without a social network for about almost 2 years now. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people tell me about little fads and, like, phases on the internet. Like, do you remember planking?
Yeah. Dude. When somebody has to lay down and, like,
what is that about?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
When I saw that, I was like, that's planking?
Yeah, and you know, like it's going all over. It was going all over YouTube. It was going all over like Facebook and Instagram, and I find that as a waste. You know, like social networks. All right, they're supposed to be fun, but the whole point of it is to network,
to get something out of it,
to get something out of it, and that's
make
why
someone better.
That's like, why. Well, yeah, it's make something better. Make groups, and do something about it. For instance, like there's an anti-bullying group. There's groups about gays and lesbians. There's groups about sending money to Katrina, to Sandy.
Yeah,
but what do I find a lot? And people just like wasting their time there, arguing.
Haters this.
And you know, it's funny. I forgot what comedian or what it is, but
yeah, dude,
they're so like they put this persona on themselves. Like for instance, like oh I love Jesus and blah blah, and like you shouldn't have sex, and they have like kids. You know, and you're like 21.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make any sense to me why people,
I mean, people just try to fit in, I think.
To what?
Technologies. Well, like you said, like they see people posting up planking pictures and they want to fit in and they start doing the same thing. And I think technology is just helping them feel they are fitting in into society.
But you see, that's kind of what I'm getting worried about.
Yeah,
and going back to what I was talking about earlier, is that we're in this gray area. Is that we have all this technology, we have all these resources, and we could do so much better with it. And, I mean,
we aren't.
Well, we aren't. Yeah.
Some of us are.
Some of us are, and I'm not saying I'm. Because I'd be a hypocrite if I said...
Same here.
Because, I don't know, sometimes I'm just on it.
Sometimes technology
is
just...
I'm on Netflix. What am I doing on there just wasting time?
But, I mean, sometimes there is useful information in Netflix, like documentaries.
And, oh, yeah, you're right. But half the time I'm watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, like watching a couple Breaking Bad episodes. Ago. Yeah, I know.
No, that's true. I mean, same here. Like, there was a time I had Facebook and... I would look through the posts and everything. I would go down, read them, and, like, dude, like, you see people talking about nonsense. Just
and arguing.
Yes. And I mean,
and
I know,
not even a civil argument.
And that's not our problem. Like, I mean, why post it to everybody so they could see?
Exactly. Why? Like, just keep it on in between yourselves. And it's weird because, like, we have this potential to create more stuff and add on top of the technology we have right now and make it better. And there are some people that are doing that, like Twitter, what is it, Snapchat. Thank you god, I'm old.
Yeah.
All right. But then there's a lot of people that just follow, like for instance the planking thing. They saw one person do it. Oh well, I better do it too because it's so cool. or like the I think you the see, new that's thing what I is think, Bat Dad or whatever.
That's what I think you said, that we're coming to a point where we shouldn't be like everybody. How about we should use technology to make ourselves better? Like, exactly. We're unique. If we could make ourselves progress with technology, I think this world would be to a point where we could get so much out of it. So yeah. I think that's the thing, that people are using technology wrong. Like, we're just trying to fit with everybody else, but how about we be ourselves and use technology to make ourselves who we really are?
Yeah, and I mean, well, we're in college. Yeah. I mean, we should be using technology to find out what we're all about.
Yeah.
And figuring out what we want to do. Sorry, I'm kind of fighting a cold. But a lot of people are just losing themselves in technology. And it actually...
And I think that's it should be the other way technology.
Around. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the... What is it? The curse, I guess?
Yeah.
Like... We let technology control us instead of us controlling technology and guiding where technology should go. And I think that's one of those Orwellian scary theories, is that technology is going to lead us to our own destruction.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But on the reverse, I mean, we have the potential to control technology and tell it where to go.
Which... We could stay away from the destruction if we use technology.
Yeah. Instead of, I mean.
So yeah.
Dude, have you ever watched? Have you ever watched Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's this scene where there's like a, I forgot. He's a scientist, but he's like a kooky causality or chaos theorist scientist.
Okay.
And he says something where, to the idea of, you know, he tells the scientist that made the dinosaurs, rebirth them, and he said, well, you guys were too busy trying to figure out whether you can instead of whether you should. And I think that quote applies to us today. Today we make too much. New technology, and we're moving really fast, and we don't consider whether or not for instance, our privacy rights, where we're giving our information for data collecting. It should concern us. For instance, like Facebook collecting all our information on Facebook. That technology, it's an awesome technology. You can literally store your whole entire history there, but we just give our information into it.
Our private information,
and we don't really stop to think, wait a minute,
who's gonna see that
too? Who's gonna see that photo? Who's gonna look up my address or phone number on there? You know?
Yeah, because I mean, once you put it up there, it's for everybody to use, and you never know who might use it for what. You might have enemies here and there get information from you and use it out there, expose it out there to, in a way that will eventually hurt you or keep you away from getting a job or something, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I ran out of shit to say.
Me too. Dude.
All right. Well, all right. I guess that's the end for our podcast. Thank you for listening.